Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today with Jim Robb talking call cow prices in just a moment. Checking in on the Beef Checkoff, Heather Buckmaster with us once again today as we talk about a special seminar on cattle handling coming up later in September. Kurt Pate coming to Oklahoma. Heather, tell us more.
Well, we are so excited. The Noble Research Institute and the Oklahoma Beef Council, we want to invite all cattle producers to a seminar featuring internationally recognized cattle handling expert Kurt Pate in Ardmore, Oklahoma on Wednesday, September 19th at the Hardy Murphy Arena from 5:30 to 8:30. It's really an unprecedented opportunity to see one of the best, but the seminar will offer ways to work cattle in a low-stress manner to enhance cattle movements, performance, and handler safety on the ground and on the horse.
And folks, here's how you can be a part of that special evening.
The evening will include sessions on working cattle on horseback and on the ground. A free steak dinner will be served, compliments of the Oklahoma Beef Council and the Beef Checkoff. It is essential to register for the events at noble.org under events page.
And as always, to learn more about the Beef Checkoff, go to oklabeef.org. In recent days, lots of weakness on our cull cow prices, so says Jim Robb of the Livestock Market Information Center. And he says the weakness this year in those cull cow prices earlier than you would normally expect to see.
Well, it's it seems like a complicated story and one that we're trying to get our arms around, to be honest. If we look at a national basis, in August, we had a pretty big drop down on a carcass basis. I'm looking here at the prices under mandatory price reporting, the USDA legislation, where all the large cow processors need to report. And we dropped from 122, nearly 123 on a carcass basis in national to August price, it's about 116. That's a very strong drop and one that's come much earlier than normal. Usually these prices on cull cows are lowest in the fourth quarter of the year. Year over year on a national basis, we're down 19% on cull cow prices in August. In contrast with that, the cutter cow cutout, or the meat market behind cull cows, which is heavily based on 90% lean trimmings, is only down 7%. So this is a little bit hard of a puzzle to put together. We think it's partly because of the large slaughter levels. In the month of August, our slaughter of cows, both beef and dairy, was up nearly 7% year over year. So some of it is just the supply, as we have a lot of drought areas in the U.S. and maybe a little bit earlier culling due to Mother Nature and grass conditions, et cetera.
And Jim Robb says for the south central part of the U.S., cull calf number reduction is especially significant.
If we look at the Southern Plains region, which USDA puts as Texas, Oklahoma, New Mexico, Kansas, and Colorado, in terms of their lumping of prices together, we've had even more of a struggle. In the Southern Plains, prices are down compared to a year ago about 17% year over year. And if we look at the normal relationships, usually the Southern Plains is about 5% below the national. And today they're running 17% below the national. So the Southern Plains has felt more pressure, probably because of drought conditions. We would surmise, although it's hard to pick it out, that also there may be more cows needing to move to other regions to be slaughtered. The good news is that these prices, even though they've dropped dramatically, especially in the Southern Plains, they have stabilized in the last 2 to 3 weeks, albeit at low levels. This may be an abnormal year. It looks like an abnormal year in terms of cull cow pricing. And maybe if we have some resources, some forage, or some inexpensive feed, we don't want to get trapped kind of the low market of the year. It's very strange to call August or September the low market of the year for these animals, which is usually October, November. This is a year maybe we need to watch these markets more closely, and we do think the Southern Plains, as we get through kind of the peak numbers here, maybe some odd seasonal aspects, that these will come back to more normal relationships, which ought to bring the Southern Plains up maybe a little bit more than the rest of the nation. But from a cow-calf perspective, this is an important source of income, mm-hmm. and maybe one that we have to pay more attention to this year than we have had to in recent years because of these unique market circumstances that have evolved.
And Jim Robb says if you've got the feed resources, you may want to consider holding on to those cull cows a little longer, even as you pull them out of the breeding herd.
On feed, and certainly those producers that have maybe got some late-season forage they did not anticipate, you know, look at the options here. So you put a cow on feed, and certainly the feed efficiency, pounds of feed per pound of gain, is much more than it is on a lightweight steer, for example. But, given the price pattern here, especially if we can look economically at putting on some reasonably priced gains, maybe into late this year, this calendar year, or early next calendar year, would be something that we would push a pencil. And as you mentioned, given the feedstuff costs and the costs of plant-based proteins, it's a little bit different market dynamic than we sometimes have, and we would then benefit from maybe a more than seasonal rally that could even start this year, where most years we would wait until early in the next calendar year. Maybe this seasonal rebound might come a little bit earlier this year.
Jim Robb of the Livestock Market Information Center. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron.
Coming up, Pollard Farms is presenting its largest offering to date at their 21st annual female production sale and mature cow herd dispersion Saturday, September 15th at the ranch near Wacomas. The sale features an elite crop of Pollard's youngest and freshest genetics, plus a select group of show heifer prospects, proven donors, and spring and fall calving heifers and cows bred for the backdrop. 350 head will sell as 250 lots, sale catalogs, and additional information available upon request. Call 580-758-1464. That's 580-758-1464.
And that's your Beef Buzz. Have a great day, everybody. I'm Farm Director Ron Hayes reporting.